This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. When is it appropriate to tell somebody that you love them? That's one of the things we were discussing in the last hour of the show. Of course, you can join us here toll-free and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. Got some bizarre stories here tonight. A man has been caught in Amherst, Massachusetts, not too far away from here. We're doing the show from Keene, New Hampshire, which is the right. Southwest corner of New Hampshire. Amherst is maybe like an hour down the road.
Before we go too far into that, can I cover the poll that I had found about
about I Love You?
Yeah, the I Love You poll.
Yeah.
So, you know, this poll is from a radio station, just a random radio station who asked the question, so what do you think about the timing as far as the L word is concerned? Vote below, let us know. And the four options were a year or more, at least 6 months, no sooner than 3 months, or there is no time frame, you'll know when the time is right.
Okay.
If you had to guess, what do you think the poll results are going to be?
I don't know what people think about this.
Okay, interesting.
I would say longer rather than shorter.
Interesting. You are entirely inaccurate.
Okay. So I wouldn't choose that. I would choose whenever the time is right.
Yeah, so of course, there's no time frame, you'll know when the time is right, was 47.83% of the results.
The majority, then. Yeah. Or not majority, but plurality.
The plurality, yes. No sooner than 3 months was the next, which was 30.43%. So, you know, most people say there's no time frame, you'll know, but some people say not any sooner than 3 months. But then it starts to drop off. So at least 6 months, people saying wait 6 months is only 17.39%. And then people saying wait a year or more is only 4.35%.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, I was totally wrong.
That's a pretty rapid drop off. So it sounds like, you know, most people are like 3 to 6 months is kind of where most people lie. That's like the majority. That's more than, I think that's more than 50. No, it's right around the same. So most people say either it's about 50-50. It's of the time is right, you know, you'll know when the time is right, or no sooner than 3 to 6 months, right?
Yep.
Is that's about even split. Whereas the remainder of the last 5% are like, I'll wait a year or more. And, you know, and I'm probably actually in that year or more
really?
Group
okay.
in general.
I
mean, it's not, I don't know, like it, right around that time frame, it seems like, you know, like I think it would be longer than 6 months for me, but, you know, it depends, I guess. There is really
I tend to fall in love pretty quick when it happens.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. And it's good to have a partner around with you because otherwise you may find yourself alone in your apartment cooking your own urine. That's what's happened in Amherst, Massachusetts.
What?
Yes, it's a very bizarre story. It apparently prompted an evacuation at Brandywine Apartments in Amherst. Story from WWLP.com. They say they know someone was cooking urine at the Brandywine Apartments. Assistant Fire Chief Lindsay Stromgren told 22 News that after testing unknown chemicals, it was determined that urine was being cooked down.
So was he trying to get potassium nitrate out of his urine?
Well, I don't know. That was going to be one of my questions, is what is it that you could get if you boiled down urine?
Potassium nitrate in order to make explosives.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Stromgren said there are still some other chemicals that were mixed in that haven't been identified yet. The suspicious chemicals were found at the Brandywine Apartments around 5 p.m. Wednesday. The state hazmat team and bomb squad were called in to test them. 12 apartments were temporarily evacuated from Building 6 while the testing took place. Stromgren told 22 News that urine can be reduced to make another substance, likely some type of drug. Now, that seems speculative on the part of WWLP.com here because either the, I mean, I presume the fireman here did not know, or either he did know or he didn't know, but he didn't. I don't think he told WWLP what the substance was. Otherwise, why wouldn't they say the name of the chemical here? However, he said there isn't enough evidence to charge the suspect with any crime. He said there was a similar incident with the same person.
He's making jankum.
Now, jankum is pretty gross. Wasn't jankum a mix between urine and fecal matter?
Yeah.
And it was, let me see if I'm recalling this correctly, the idea was it was like some sort of big thing among the kids to get high off of, and that you would have to like put the urine and fecal matter in some sort of a bottle and then like a balloon on top.
I guess, and like let
and
it
then leave it out in the sun.
Yeah.
And then the gas from that gathers into the balloon.
It's huffing methane, I think, is what it would be.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's horrifying.
I like smelling farts.
Well, some kids will do anything to get high. Ugh. And this is what happens when you don't have cannabis that's legal.
Right.
Kids will start inhaling their own poop fumes.
There's always a way when someone wants to do something stupid.
Here's one of the weirder parts of the story. There apparently was a similar incident with the same person in 2015. So the guy who at a different location. So he lived in a different apartment building or wherever in 2015. Fire department gets called for strange chemical smells because the dude's boiling off his own urine.
Right.
And then here we are a year later in a different apartment, and he gets caught again for this. So what is this guy up to? Right. Is he? I mean, if he was building bombs, then he obviously hasn't done anything with them, right? He's been doing this urine boiling for a year now. If you had a plan, if you had it in your head to actually build and destruct a bomb in some way that would have been terroristic or deadly, wouldn't you have gone ahead and done it? Or you figured it out. You've gone ahead.
Some people actually also use urine to for the potassium nitrate in order to fertilize things.
Fertilizers. Okay. Maybe he's got a green thumb. Maybe he's a gardener.
Maybe.
Just saw that story. I thought it was really bizarre. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I just saw something. So apparently heavy meth users can boil their urine to recover some.
To recover the meth?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow, that is like the most desperate sort of bowl scraping that I've ever heard.
I just had like kind of a shock reaction when I read it. I'm like, what? What? You know,
wow.
Like,
yeah. I wonder how common that is.
I don't know.
Because, I mean,
reuse that. Oh,
well,
gross.
I mean, we're talking about junkies here, right? So they'll do whatever they can to get another hit. You know, even cannabis users are frequently scraping pipes and things like that. If they run out of cannabis, they'll scrape the resin out of a pipe and then smoke the resin so they can get
it. I mean, I don't know how accurate this is. You know, like, I'm just sort of like skimming because I kind of did
the story about the urine and the meth.
Yeah, I just did kind of a brief search, like urine boiling drugs.
It's not coming from the Onion or something, right?
I didn't even actually click on it. It's just I'm reading just the byline or whatever of the thing, and I just was like, whoa.
Yeah, that's insane. I wonder how much you get out of it. Like if you got a big pee, then you boil it down. How much meth can you actually?
Right.
You know, get half a rock of meth or a gram of meth.
What if they do like a bunch of different drugs? Like they got THC in there, meth, whatever else.
A ball of remnants. Wow.
Whatever would be in a drug test, and you just boil it down until it's more pure.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You can talk about desperate things that you've done for drugs, if you want.
I got a new drug, man. It's called PEE.
In other related news, well, I guess not related, but strange news from the Associated Press, a man admitted that he surreptitiously took cell phone video up a woman's skirt while she shopped at a grocery store, but a Georgia court has said he didn't break the law. Divided Georgia Court of Appeals this month tossed out the conviction of former grocery store employee Brandon Lee Gary, who recorded videos up a woman's skirt, known as upskirting, while she shopped. The 6-3 majority, which is super creepy, but apparently in Georgia, it's legal.
The
6-3 majority opinion said Gary's behavior, while reprehensible, doesn't violate the state's invasion of privacy law under which he was prosecuted. In a ruling issued July 15th, Judge Elizabeth Branch said that it's, quote, regrettable that no law currently exists which criminalizes Gary's reprehensible conduct. So the court's essentially saying here they want the legislature to pass some sort of law. But as of right now, it's not actually a violation of her privacy. What do you think about that? Is it, you know, should it be legal to have upskirt photography? Is the rule, should the rule be that if you don't want to have your, you know, private parts taken a picture of, that you should wear some underwear? 855-450-FREE.
Franklin is part beagle and part yellow lab. He was rescued in 2010 from the streets of Los Angeles. Somebody threw him out of a car and shattered his leg. He was malnourished and emaciated. He was also shedding excessively. The vet bills, the prescriptions became increasingly expensive. And he wasn't eating. That led me to look for other food sources for Franklin, including a raw dog food diet. I found the entire recipe, which incorporated raw meat, eggs, rice, Dynavite, and Lico Chops, his omega-3 supplement on Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Now he's thriving. He's shedding much less. He never misses mealtime. And his coat is soft and shiny. Like that you guys are focusing on rescue dogs, I think every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dinovite. 859-428-1000. Start that little pet off right. Just go to Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. We're talking about the bizarre, disturbing practice of upskirt photography that apparently is legal in the state of Georgia. 6-3 court decision at the appeals court in Georgia. decided that a man who was a grocery store employee at the Publix supermarket, which I used to be a fan of Publix until today, having nothing to do with this story,
right.
There's another news story that Publix apparently has given $800,000 to a Florida anti-marijuana campaign. So there's, of course, a movement all around the United States to legalize marijuana, and Publix has now taken a side on this, despite the fact that a good portion of their...
How much weed has sold your subs?
Exactly. That was the point I was going to make. A good portion of their business is probably coming from people who have the munchies, and they just threw all of those people under the bus. Yeah. Shame on you, Publix. $800,000 for anti-marijuana. It's not like they're anti-meth efforts.
Right.
It's anti-marijuana efforts. So, anyway...
When their store colors is green...
And they've got, they at least one point had some creep going around with a camera on his shoes or something like that. So the judges here say that his conduct was reprehensible, but it was not illegal. And they do suggest the legislature should do something about it. One of the judges said, quote, "Unfortunately, there is a gap in Georgia's criminal statutory scheme in that our law does not reach all of the disturbing conduct that has been made possible by ever-advancing technology." In a strongly worded dissent, another judge argued there is no gap in the law and that Gary's actions were clearly illegal. No one disputes the facts of the case. Gary aimed his cell phone's camera up the woman's skirt at least four times as she walked through the aisle of a Publix grocery store in Houston County at about 100 miles south of Atlanta. Now, I gotta say, I've heard about people with cameras in their shoes. It seems pretty even more brazen to actually hold your camera in your hand. You can't aim your camera with your foot or whatever. So to actually hold your camera as you're walking behind somebody underneath somebody's skirt is an incredibly brazen thing to do.
I mean, it's also surprised that somebody like that isn't going to get beaten when somebody else sees them doing
it. Well, inevitably somebody's going to see that. The indictment charged him with violating the state's invasion of privacy law, which prohibits, quote, "the use of any device without the consent of all persons observed to observe, photograph, or record the activities of another, which occurs in any private place and out of public view." Whether Gary's behavior violates the law hinges on how the word "place" is interpreted. The law defines a place as a physical location, not an area of the body, says the majority opinion. The appeals court also agreed with Gary's lawyers, who argued that because the recording happened in a grocery store and that that is open to the public, that it cannot be considered private and out of public view. In the dissenting opinion, Mercier argues that with the stroke of a pen, the court is negating privacy protections by narrowly interpreting place in a way that excludes a person's body. She wrote, quote, "as the victim's genital area was not exposed to the public, it was out of public view, and the victim had a reasonable expectation of privacy in the area under her skirt." And I think that that's generally a reasonable thing to say. Although I don't believe that jail is the right solution for somebody like Gary. I don't think that, you know, look, if he took those photos and he ended up selling them online, then I would say restitution is the right thing for Gary as far as punishing him is concerned. Oh, you took advantage of this woman, you exploited her body for your own profit. Well, now you have to give all your profits and more than that as a punitive measure to that lady. That would be, to me, a fair thing to do, because ultimately putting somebody in a prison cell who hasn't actually committed violence against another human being, I understand that what he did was not a nice thing to do and it was pervy and reprehensible, but ultimately, do you really want to fill up prison cells with people like that? I personally don't. What do you think, Johnson? What's the right way to handle somebody who's the upskirt photographer?
I don't know. You know, it's like one of those things that's kind of complicated, because I agree with you about prison time, but maybe public exposure, you know.
Well, he got that.
Yeah.
That much is for sure. I suspect he's lost his job at this point. So there have been consequences.
The problem is we live in a society where people really aren't allowed to ostracize to a large extent. You know, like he wouldn't be prohibited from going in most businesses because they're forced to allow him in, you know?
Well, I mean, if they knew who he was, they could keep him out, but that's one of the problems.
No, not really. Like, in a lot of cases, people aren't allowed to discriminate.
Oh, yeah, sure. If you're a known thief, I can tell you to get the hell out of my store.
A known thief?
Or whatever, a known pervert. I don't have any obligation to serve you, right?
Mm, I think that's pretty debatable in modern.
No, know. I think it's if you're discriminating against someone because of their race,
right.
Or you're discriminating because of their gender, or you're discriminating because there's certain things that you can't discriminate against.
Creed,
but if you know
color.
That somebody, you know, if you know that you, if you go into the corner store, I've seen this before, where I was in a convenience store, and up on the cork board in the convenience store had posted a check that they'd received, written by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a
right.
bounced
fraud
check
yes.
or a fraudulent check. And so,
a lot of Chinese restaurants, actually.
Yeah, so they'll post the check up there and then, like, a picture of the person or something like that or their name or whatever and say, hey, look, this person's bad news. If that person comes into my store and I know who that person is, I'll tell that guy to get the hell out. That's not because of, you know, the color of his skin or because of where he was born or whatever. It's because of what I know specifically about that individual.
Right.
And I think you are absolutely within your rights to refuse service to someone because of something like that.
Right.
Now, I'm not an attorney, so if there are any attorneys out there who know that better, you're certainly welcome to call us toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Now, they again, the argument here, the majority opinion calls Gary's behavior offensive but says it's not prohibited by law. They say it's up to the state's lawmakers to fix the problem. Lawmakers in other states have recognized that existing laws didn't criminalize actions like Gary's and created voyeurism statutes to prohibit such behavior, according to a footnote in Branch's opinion. Chuck Spejos, who heads the Prosecuting Attorney's Council of Georgia, told the AJC that his group plans to draft legislation to solve the problem, but as of right now, any new legislation obviously is not going to affect Gary, who dodged a big bullet on this one. I don't know how much time he was looking at in jail over this particular offense, but as of right now, he's walking the streets.
Right.
So beware.
Taking pictures.
Beware. Now, you know, it is definitely, I think, a good argument here that a lady beneath her skirt, that is a private area, and that something that, you know, negates that privacy without her expectation or without her knowledge, I think there is an argument there. There could also be an argument on the other side saying that, hey, you know, if you want privacy, you got to take steps. You got to take steps to preserve your privacy. If you don't want someone to look up your skirt, then wear some shorts or wear something that's not going to give anyone the opportunity at any point to do that. So, yeah, putting a camera underneath someone's skirt as they are walking, it's a pretty obvious violation of that person's privacy. At the very least, it's a violation of their personal space. I mean, you would have had to have literally put your hands between their legs area in order to accomplish that photo. So you're definitely within that person's personal boundaries at that point. But if somebody is, you know, sitting down with their skirt on and somebody nearby, you know, the old Britney Spears thing where she's getting out of the back of the cab and her hoo-ha is shown to
a lot of people would argue that's still a violation.
Photographers. I think that is not a violation. Right. That is her responsibility to not be so S-face drunk or whatever that she's not flashing everything around everywhere. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us here also. We'll talk about cloning coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The satellite fundraiser is going on right now. You can contribute to said fundraiser if you would like to help us spread the ideas of liberty and peace as far and as wide around the world as we possibly can. Our satellite channels are currently heard in Central and North America as well as Sub-Saharan Africa. We did a satellite fundraiser for the first time last year. We've been satellite broadcasting since 2010, so we're in our sixth year of broadcasting. We did the Americas first, and North and Central, and then Sub-Saharan Africa we've been on since 2012, so a few years there as well. So if you want to help us with that, maybe you got $5 you can throw in, maybe 50, maybe you got 500, whatever it is you can do, we sure would appreciate it. It makes a difference for us and helps us spread the ideas of liberty around the globe, because it's not just developed countries that need to hear these ideas. People all around the world, even places where people don't have internet access, which is a lot of Sub-Saharan Africa. A lot of those countries have very, very spotty or poor access to the internet. So this is a way for people. This free-to-air satellite system is a way for people to get news and information, to get opinions that they're not going to hear through the official state media. They're not going to hear it locally through the controlled media structure. So this is a way to get around all that and broadcast the ideas straight into people's homes. So get the details over at fund.lrn.fm. That's fund.lrn.fm. It's Ian and Johnson in the studio. David is in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk on that topic of what you was talking about. And
which
about
one?
Something about that filling station, the corner station.
The corner station.
you know how, like you said, like, if you don't like, it's kind of like, you don't like people, if people don't like what you do or something in your stores, then you tell them to get out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The idea, he's talking about kicking somebody out of the store, Johnson, that if you don't like the person, you should be able to kick them out. Yeah, I think that, you know, the rule generally is you can't discriminate against somebody because of their race or their sexual proclivities or whatever, but if you know that somebody's a thief, you absolutely have a right to remove that person.
Yeah, you know the restaurant Chick-fil-A?
Yes, Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. I haven't been there in about a decade, but I used to enjoy that when I lived down south.
Yeah, down in Greenwood, South Carolina, they had built a new Chick-fil-A in Fronzie Mall. Down there in Greenwood, South Carolina, they just built a new one. And they say them restaurants are pretty good. They everybody's really friendly in Chick-fil-A.
I do miss Chick-fil-A, even though they are a kind of not very friendly towards gay people. Yeah, they're very, very Christian.
I know.
Hey, David, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. But, man, those chicken sandwiches are so good. I mean,
I'm a Popeyes fan.
Really?
Myself. Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a problem with Popeyes.
I mean, I was sad when they, in Louisiana, you know, the Hurricane Katrina wiped out. They were no longer able to make their jambalaya for a time.
For real?
Like red beans and rice. There were like a couple of their side menu items that they weren't able to
make. Nationwide?
Nationwide. It destroyed their capacity to make the jambalaya.
So, now, are they based out of Louisiana? Is Popeye's based out of?
I guess. Like, originally, it's Popeye's, you know, Louisiana something chicken.
I
mean,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Chick-fil-A, you know, there was, of course, the controversy about them being anti-gay a few years ago. And actually, I was talking with TJ. It was funny. We were just talking about this one in the last 24 hours. We were talking about Chick-fil-A, and then this guy calls in about Chick-fil-A. But TJ was saying that even though he is a gay man, he still eats a Chick-fil-A just because the chicken is so damn good.
Right.
I mean, I can understand boycotting.
I don't know that I've ever. No, I think I've had Chick-fil-A like once. Not impressed. I mean, it's like whatever. Okay.
Okay, that's not for
Popeyes
everybody.
Is like,
Chick-fil-A's got good chicken. Their ice cream's good. The waffle fries are decent. I mean, it's a decent place. It's not outrageously expensive or whatever. But every time I ever wanted to go to Chick-fil-A, it was always on a Sunday. I swear to you, every time I'm thinking to myself, I want Chick-fil-A, it's a Sunday. And they're closed on Sundays.
Now, what do you think about KFC? Because we got a KFC here. And
it's okay.
Yeah, it's like, why? They need to get their game together. Like, what's going on there? Like, they tried this grilled chicken thing. It's like, why don't you just improve your fried chicken? Or have, like, other...
It's not bad fried chicken.
Or have, like, other options. You know what it is? Their sides are just... There's, you know, their chicken is not bad. It's that they don't have anything else. They've always had the same variety.
Boring sides.
Boring mashed potatoes. And it's like, oh, you know, let me go get my grandpa and we'll go down to KFC. And like,
grab Colonel Sanders.
We'll gum on the food for a little while. It's like corn and mashed potatoes and gravy. It's just like in biscuits. It's like, okay. It's weak. Get something in there that's like got some flavor to it. You know, like
And you know, it's a Pepsi owned company, right?
Right.
KFC. They own Pepsi owns Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut.
Yeah,
if I'm recalling correctly. And maybe it's just that my taste has gotten a little bit better over the years, but not really. I mean, I'll still eat some frozen food, like, you know, no problem. But I tell you, Taco Bell has lowered their quality.
Yeah.
They were never known for being good quality.
You know, actually, I want to say that Taco Bell, KFC, and Burger King have always struck me as like. They're always kind of grimy. Right?
Really?
Like, they've never been, like, the cleanest fast food restaurants, you know? Like, they're just always kind of like,
I don't know. I never had a problem with Burger King.
Here, I guess. I've worked at a Burger King.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, so you know.
I know.
Then you know the dark
side. The Burger
side.
King that I worked at in Connecticut was like, whoa.
How long were you there for?
I mean, I was really young, so I started working.
Okay.
Started working.
This is before you moved to Florida.
I was 16. I was absolutely 16 when I started working.
They don't check? They don't check?
Oh, they certainly checked. They knew.
They knew you were under the age of 16, and they hired you anyway.
Yes, they certainly did.
Wow.
I was, it was only like a few weeks before my birthday, so.
Okay.
You know, they were like, they cut me a break.
Cool.
And yeah, so I actually started working two jobs at once that summer. I was like, I'm going to be 16 working. So I was building computers and then working at Burger King. But, it was gross. And then I had something to compare it to because after that, like the next summer or something like that, I worked for an Arby's and it was like fastidiously clean.
Really?
Comparatively.
Now,
it was unbelievable. That Arby's though was
both of those are franchises though, right?
Yes, exactly.
So maybe you said a bad franchisee in the Burger King.
It's very possible, of course.
They weren't holding up their end of the bargain, low
standards.
That
could be, you know, a big problem nationwide. It could be. I just feel like it's been pretty consistent that I've gone to different KFC and
been grossed
Taco
out.
Bells and been like, you know, just... It just seems slightly, like, run down. Like, you know when you go into, like, a really clean fast food place, it's like, yeah, this is clean.
Okay.
You know, you tend to get those a lot at, like really clean ones at, like, really nice rest stops, for example.
Nice rest stop?
Yeah, like a nice, like, a you know, like a one of those, like, ones that's, like, on a major highway, and you go in and it's like...
There's, like, five restaurants or whatever.
This is the information and recreation center for the state of blah, blah, blah. Okay, you know, it's like, okay, and you go in and it's, like, super clean. There's, like, all these different things. It's really brightly lit and it's nice. Those are nice. And also sometimes in...
That's where they're charging, like, $8 for a hamburger, though, too, right?
Well, yeah, they definitely will, yeah. Or a nicer mall, you know, like a really upscale mall where it's, like, you know, not one of these malls that's, like, just slowly falling.
There's some grimy malls, for sure.
Oh, there sure are. And then the restaurants there are grimy, too.
Malls are not what they used to be. Did you ever see that... That I don't know what website it was. I'm sure you can find
it with
a quick Google.
There's a great photo series of decrepit malls.
With like the old overgrown malls where they're like completely abandoned and literally there's a jungle growing inside them or whatever.
It would be so cool to be able to rent one of those to like do like paintball. Or zombie, like something, you know, whatever. Any kind of like cool.
I bet you they'd take anything. I mean, there's.
I don't think that they would. I think it's a risk. They're like not insured for it. I bet they don't do it because though like, which is unfortunate.
That's why you got to sneak in.
So super cool.
You go. So whether you want to talk about your gross out stories from fast food workers or whatever is
How
on your
long
mind.
How long before you told the first fast food worker that you loved them?
fast food worker story. I had a friend, I won't name names, but you know him. And his mother worked at a Burger King in Sarasota.
Okay.
And she worked there for a long time. And she collected, like, every toy that was ever in the Happy Meal and put them all in her back room in her house. And there was literally a pile, like a humongous, like a whole room was filled with, it was pack rat.
Ex-hoarders in Sarasota.
Yes, it's exactly what it was. Hoarder, but all from work. Yeah. Stuff that they, you know, squirreled away from the Happy Meal.
Like Mark says, nothing a good coat of fire wouldn't solve.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Bubba Germain here. Enough time for you if you dial now. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And I talked about the audio on-demand listen line, gave you the number earlier, told you how you can leave a message. Well, somebody left a message. Actually, it was left earlier than the show, before the show started. So let me jump into that. We'll play the audio from that here. You're still welcome to comment on whatever you want, whether it's MDMA therapy, beheadings of priests, kicking people out of stores. We've talked about a lot of various different stuff here tonight. And when to say I love you? That, I think, was kind of an interesting question. I got a little more response out of that than I expected to.
Oh, really?
So that was good. Yeah, well, we had
did we get any responses on Facebook on that one?
Yeah, there was a couple on Facebook, but nothing really worth sharing. So, but here is the call from tonight on the listener on-demand listen line where you can actually leave us a message. The phone number you can call for that is 641-793-9660.
Someone calling to tell us they love us.
641-793-9660. No, actually, they're not mean. It's just a couple few questions about what would the freedom world be like.
Hey, this is Nico from Illinois. I have a question. What do you do in a free society with no borders or anything like that, of course, about people with bad ideologies, for example, jihadists, who want to bring harm to certain elements of your society? Yeah, I know there's a lot of problems with ISIS attacking countries who are in the coalition to defeat ISIS. I know that won't be an issue, but sometimes you have people who will move to the free society for a better life, but then end up bringing their ideology with them. Just like people from Massachusetts moving to New Hampshire. If you guys have used that a lot. And so I'm wondering, and also people being radicalized online, what do you do if you have these people in your society and a lot of them are coming into that society all at once and not integrating and trying to instill their values, which are not compatible with liberty?
Okay, so
free helicopter rides. Oh, wait. No, I mean, it's not a democracy. It's a free society.
Right, because that's part of the fear is that they'll come in and then they'll vote themselves into power or vote socialism in or whatever.
Right.
So you're saying that the question he was asking, Nico was asking, was under the auspices of this is a free society that we have not reached, we have not gotten to, but we would like to get to where we actually have liberty for individuals.
Right.
The idea of the state, in theory, would not be around, and so there would not be a mechanism, a centralized mechanism of violence that those people could then vote themselves into power and then use that to oppress other people. So you're saying that wouldn't exist. So what's the fear?
Right.
But the fear was also mentioned of not integrating into society.
So what?
This is one of the big scary things.
So don't be able to do business with anyone. Okay.
Well, I can tell you this. I've been to Chinatown in Washington, D.C., and even though when Mark and I went into a Chinese restaurant and, you know, ordered our food, they didn't speak a lick of English.
You want the noodle.
It wasn't even like that. I mean, it was like... They could tell us the price. That was about it. Like it was one of those things where you like they'd spin the price around on the register so you'd see it. I think they actually did speak the price to us, but we weren't able to communicate
very
well.
You know, like
well.
The 12-year-old come out and go, "Would you like to order this for you?"
Okay. No, that didn't happen. No, there was.
They sometimes have the young English speaker. You know, like I've seen that happen in China. I've spent a lot of time in Chinatown.
In Chinatown,
I like Chinese food.
Where
every time I go to New York City, I just go to a different place. You know.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that's great about New York City is there's so much Chinese food. They're cheap.
Yeah.
Lots of competitions bringing the price down. So, yeah, I agree with you, Johnson. Okay, so they don't integrate. So you get a Chinatown. Right. So you get a, you know, Italian town or whatever they call that. What's the big deal? If you don't like that, you don't have to go to that place.
Right.
If you don't want people living next to you who speak a foreign language, then go live near people where there's some sort of gated neighborhood where only English speakers may apply. I mean, if that's what's important to you, to me, that's not important to me. What's important to me is that people should be free to live their lives how they want, should be free to speak the language that they want to. And I think the fear is that they'll, my God, if enough of them come here, we'll have to learn some new language.
Right.
I mean, it's laziness, right? Oh, I don't want to learn Spanish. So, well, let's just keep them out.
I might teach my children something I don't like.
They might have sex with my daughter. So, you know, there's a lot of fear in those questions. And I don't know if Nico believes the way that, you know, I think he was just asking questions for the sake of asking questions. But that's one of the downsides of the voicemail line is we don't get to ask questions back to the caller. Right. We just have to sort of analyze it. But this is something you'll hear on other shows like, you know, Michael Savage, a lot of these fear-mongering right-wingers who talk about their borders and their culture.
Right.
And the fear is if you open borders, then your culture will disappear. The reality is there's different cultures. It's possible within even just a neighborhood to have people of differing cultures living house to house, next door to
cats
one another.
And dogs living together. It's total chaos.
Right. It's beautiful. That chaos is beautiful. That's the kind of place that I would want to live. But because of private property rights, you can also have the place that you want to live, where you exclude the people that you want to exclude, if that's what you're worried about. If you are afraid of the unwashed masses coming in and ruining everything for you, then just don't let anybody come into your little gated neighborhood. That's why they have gated neighborhoods.
Don't send me your tired, your poor, your, you know, your teeming masses. Is that what that Emma Goldman said? Was don't do any of that. Right?
Emma Lazarus?
Is that Emma Lazarus? I thought it was.
I think it was Emma Lazarus. No. Damn it, now I don't know, Johnson. We're going to have to check that.
Emma Goldman.
No, I don't think it's Emma Goldman. Maybe you're right. No, it's The New Colossus. The name of it is
The New
Colossus. And I believe it is Emma Lazarus. Maybe I'm wrong.
Hey,
check that one for me.
Okay, I'll continue looking.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us. But, you know, it's based on fear. And this is what the government lives off of. The fear.
You're correct.
Emma Lazarus?
Yeah.
Okay. Great poem, by the way.
Yeah.
But the fear of...
I think Emma Goldman was
God.
A famous feminist.
Yes, I think you're right about that. Or poet? Wasn't she a poet, too?
Nope, an anarchist.
Okay, there you go.
Known for political activism.
I'm terrible at history.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, back to fear, because that's what, to come back around to Bernie Sanders. That's what Bernie Sanders was tapping into when he was telling the people at the DNC, the Democratic National Convention this week, today, oh, my God, you can't vote for the Green Party. Sure, they might be a really great third party with great ideas for progressives, but fear. Donald Trump. And they want to scare you into doing the things that are against your own beliefs. If your beliefs align with Jill Stein, mine don't. But you should vote for Jill Stein.
Right.
You shouldn't vote for people who you think are scum because you're afraid of the other scumbag. So that's fear. And then this is fear, the idea of, oh, my God, people who I don't know, coming from places I don't understand. Who,
or you should just not bother voting. If you don't want to spend the time like researching it and know anything about any of these people, like if you don't know anything about what's going on in the election or really like either party or anything like that, just don't vote. People will tell you it's your civic duty. They're lying to you, and they're stupid. You know, like, more people need to say, don't vote. I wish there were celebrities out there with a don't vote campaign. You're too stupid to vote.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Because there need to be more people being told, you are too uneducated, you are a moron, don't vote. If you can't answer basic questions about the history of this country, you probably shouldn't vote. If you can't answer basic math questions, you probably shouldn't vote.
That's a pretty good rant, Johnson. You should, like, make that into a YouTube video.
Maybe. I think we just did.
Yeah, that's true, but it's 3 hours long, so you'd have to cut it out.
Yeah, just cut it out.
Right.
Somebody will cut it out and make it into a remix and auto-tune it or something.
I would love that. We need more of that. Please, feel free to chop up our... Just to make it clear for our listeners out there, we don't believe in intellectual property, right. At least as far as, you know, our show is concerned here. I don't believe in intellectual property, so please... Take the YouTube videos down, chop them up, edit them, make us look dumb, or whatever you want to do. I think it's fine. It doesn't bother
that
me.
That shouldn't be hard.
Right. I mean, I probably say some dumb stuff every night here. So, yeah, fear is what that is all about. The fear of the immigrant, the fear of what might happen, and those are the fears that are used to justify the existence of the state. That's what they feed off of.
Right.
And until... You can overcome your fear of what might happen in the future because, let's see, do we want to have a future where it's total freedom to where you can do whatever you want and you don't have to pay thousands of dollars to the government anymore to leave you alone and not throw you in a cage, to where you are free to control your life, free to open up the business that you want to, free to do the things that you've always been driven to do? Do you want to have that? Or should we have a total police state because we want to keep those strangers out?
Right.
Seems like a pretty easy choice to me, but then again, I value freedom, and I don't have the desire to control my neighbors, even if they're different than me. So, that's where I would come from on that one, Nico, and thank you for calling and leaving us a message. The second one, by the way, that we've played on the air from this new listener feedback line, which you can call up, you can listen to us live, you can listen to us on demand, and some other LRN.FM shows, and leave your message. So try it out, 641-793-9660. Press number 2 for Free Talk Live, and then press 0 to leave us a message. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. I love you.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.